Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Thursday of the first week in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, be the encourager you are gifted to be. One of the most important gifts that we've received from the Holy Spirit is the ability to encourage others, because it brings heaven to earth. How? Encouragement helps people avoid sin. That's why today's first reading from Hebrews chapter 3, verses 7 through 14 instructs us to encourage one another every day so that no one succumbs to the deceit of sin. We are encouragers whenever we listen attentively to what others share and then affirm their goodness and remind them that God loves them. Our encouragement helps others go back into difficult situations with renewed courage and energy. There is a difference between encouraging and admonishing. The first lifts up the spirits of others. The latter depresses them. Our carefully chosen words of encouragement about God's love for them being revealed in their trials can give people the strength to avoid succumbing to the idea that sinful choices are their best options. An encourager does not try to save others from their problems, because that's the job of the Savior. We help people get through their problems by pointing them to God's help. We are the vocal cords and the arms of Christ's body as He reaches out to heal those who are hurting. We are His ears as we listen between the words of what each person is saying. We are His hands as He gives them a gentle touch that says, "I care." We are His feet as He walks alongside them when we join them in their battles. This is one of the greatest values of faith-sharing groups. Perhaps your parish has small Christian communities or Bible-sharing groups. Participation in these makes a big difference in our faith growth and in our understanding of Scripture, while giving us the opportunity to be encouragers for others and to be encouraged. If you are not yet in such a community, please run, don't walk, to the nearest sign-up form. When Jesus cured the leper in today's gospel reading from Mark chapter 1, verses 40 through 45, the healed man shared his story freely and widely. His testimony was an encouragement to others, and he simply could not keep it to himself, even though Jesus had asked him to. His enthusiasm was not sinful. Jesus was only trying to prevent an onslaught of miracle seekers. Now that he's got all of us representing him here on earth, such an onslaught should not be a problem. Your help is needed. I strongly encourage you to spread the good news of Christ's healing love and comforting embrace to all those around you by being an encourager. You are gifted in this.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.